Our Torah portion this morning or this week is about Noah. Noah means rest or consolation. And we know that during the time of Noah, the earth identifies filled with violence, injustice, and cruelty. Although the world was filled of violence, God found one man that is righteous, which is Noah. And Noah found righteous in the sight of God. And because of his obedience, he was blessed by God. And we are part of that blessing. If we want to be blessed by God, we must obey what God wants us to do. Amen? Amen. I heard a story of a young minister who just started a full-time pastor or a ministry. And he took his first pastorate. On his first Sunday, he preached a really powerful sermon. And everyone, it's really so excited. And everyone was so blessed. And the leadership of that congregation said, we made the right decision to choose this young pastor. And his second Sunday service came around, and the people were so excited due to the first Sunday. So everybody come early, just really happy because they thought that they are still hearing a good sermon from the new pastor. And while the pastor stood at the pulpit and he began to preach, he preached the same message that he had preached the previous week. And then the people in leadership in particular were a little bit perplexed, but thought it was surely an oversight. His third and fourth Sunday sermon turned out to be exactly the same. First Sunday, second Sunday, third, fourth, or first Shabbat, second Shabbat, the same message. So everyone is being frustrated. And then the leadership called the pastor for a meeting regarding the preacher. And then they confronted him, "Pastor, how come? Since you started preaching, it's been 4 weeks already. This same preaching you are preaching." Then the young pastor looked intently at them and said, "Have you put into practice? Have you put into practice what I'm saying?" They were pierced to the heart and convicted by the young pastor, as they had not been doers of the word. My message this morning is, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, O God, thank you for this wonderful day that you've given unto us. Lord, as you said that as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, your promise in all these things shall be added unto us. We believe, Heavenly Father, there is no real commandment that you've given unto us without blessing. Just like today, O Lord, as we hear your word, help us to be doers on it. Give us an ear to hear, eyes to see, and heart to receive your word. In Yeshua's name, amen. Be doers of the word. James chapter 1, verse 22 and 25 says here, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will bless in what he does. Our text in James today is emphasized the hearing in doing of God's word. James moved from speaking about receiving the word in obeying the word. Possessing the word even in our heart is not sufficient. There must be way to resolve and be determined to do what it says. Acceptance of the word must be followed by persistent obedience. Hearing must be followed by active obedience. Otherwise, the hearing is useless. Right? Otherwise, the hearing is useless. What James says here about obedience is one of the most well-known statements in the Bible. That's why he said that be doers of the words and not hearers only. The sanctuary isn't a class whereby we sit and listen to the word of God, admitting its literary masterpiece, and then get up and go in our ways without having our lives or change our lives. The word of God is to be fleshed out. It's also to be practiced. And if it's not, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. In fact, James says, If we hear it without doing it, what is the next phrase? You deceive yourself. James chapter 1 verse 22a, be doers of the word. The scripture passage that we read this morning, James says that this is not an option. This is not also a suggestion. What? This is a command. Command that it's about doing and not merely hearing. And there's no shortage of people in our world today who have heard the word of God, but there is definitely a great need for those who will be doers and not hearers only. Did you hear me? Be doers. But it must be put into practice in our lives before we can receive the power and benefit of the word, God's word. God's word is not only something to discuss. It's not only something to criticize is not only something to hear, but it's something to do for God's glory. And James tells us not to put our faith in our pocket, not to put our faith in our backpack. As we walk out to this congregation on in our door, be sure that what we heard, we need to put it into practice. And this message is not only for you, it's only for me also. If we honest to ourselves, true, that's true. We hear the word, we read, and study, and we oftentimes we look in abiding, but in yet we are not doing. And yet we are not doing. God intend for us is to be doers of the word, not only hear. And Paul told to the Philippians, says, the things which you learn and perceive and heard and saw in me, this do, and the God of peace will be with you. That's why in the Sermon on the Mount, Yeshua said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:24, therefore, whoever hears their sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. One of the author says that the doer is he who from the heart embraces God's word and testifies by his life that he really believes. That is how our Lord wants us to be. We always heard this phrase. Many people, though they don't open their Bible, but they can read the Bible through us believers. How does it happen? They don't open the Bible, but through us believers, they can see what is in the Bible. They can see what the Bible is all about. And there are three categories of people. One, those who do not hear. Second, those who only hear. And the third, those who hear and do. Which of these three categories are we belong? First, second, or third? No more fourth. And then only third. God wants us to hear in order that we might do. In the most attentive and most frequent hearing of the word of God will not avail us unless we be also doers of it. And if we were to hear a sermon every week, even the angels will come and speak to us. If we resisted in hearing, it would never bring us to heaven. That's why someone has well written like this, it's easier to preach than to practice. It's easier to say than to do. Most sermons are heard by the many, but taken to heart by the few. I will repeat it. It's easier to preach than to practice. it's easier to say than to do. Most sermons are heard by many, but taken to heart by the few. Too many believers, they heard a sermon, they attended Bible study, going to conference. There's nothing wrong about that. But what will be the outcome supposed to be? Because the Bible is not meant only to be studied, it's not only meant to get information, but it meant to be, we must be doers. Right? Yes, okay, it's good. We study the Bible. We read the Bible. But after we read, after we study, what next? In Nehemiah, and prior to that, as we hear the word of God, the word of God is always change our lives. And mostly, most of the congregation, those people who talk a lot, criticize a lot, complain a lot, those are the people who doesn't do nothing inside the congregation. They're only good in talking. They're only good in complaining. But they give them a job to do. Sorry, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a leader. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13 to 18, on the second day of the heads of fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests and the Levites came together to Israel and scribes in order to study the word of the law. And they found it written in the law that the Lord had commanded by Moses that the people of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. It's talking about the feast of Sukkot. In verse 16, so the people went out and brought them the meat booths themselves it's on his roof, in their courts, in the courts of the house of God, in the squares of the water gates, in the squares of the gate Ephraim. And all the assemblies of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and lived in booths. For from days of Joshua, the son of Nun, to the day the people of Israel had not done so. And there was very great rejoicing. And day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read from the book of the law. They keep their feast 7 days. In the eighth day, they were a solemn assembly according to the rule. Through this verse, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13 to 18, the passage of Scripture shows us that they are the people who hears and doers of the word. What will you do when God's word given to you? And you know that you need to act and do things that given to you. What will you do? If God, in your prayer, God said, Marianne, can you do these things? Are you able to do it? Are we able to do it? When we hear the word of God, that is proclaiming or sharing in the pulpit. Sometimes if we are blessed, said amen. Right? We are agree what the preacher says. But I tell you, my brother and sister, when the word of God strikes our heart, it's a little bit striking our ego. Let's remain or maintain the attitude of, Lord, Is there something you want me to get from this? Or is there something you want me to do? We need to ask God. When the word of God is striking our heart, it's just like, ooh, ouch. We ask, Lord, is there something you want me to get from this? Or is there something you want me to do? Or you go to the preacher, hey, I don't like your preaching. I'm really upset. Let us be mature. We're not infant anymore. Don't be just like, the weeds that touch me not. The weeds called touch me not. When you touch it right away, he covers his lips like that. Don't be like that. Because as Paul said, you've been a believer for a long, long time. Maybe if you are attending to the congregation mentioned in my introduction, you felt the same. Because every week, the same preaching, the same message, there is no changing, the same. Sounds familiar, right? Sounds familiar, but different scenario. From Shabbat to Shabbat, we hear Rabbi announcing tithes and offering. Prayer. Volunteer. We need volunteer in Daoneg. Can you make donation for our resource? Why they always repeated this script? Why they always repeated this praise? The pastor said, have you put it into practice? Oh, girl or male, man, please stay because we need to fix the chair. Every Shabbat, we hear that. Why we hear that? Did we put it into practice? Maybe if we put it into practice, we don't hear that anymore. In Psalm 115, verse 6a. Psalm 115, verse 6a says, they have ears, but they cannot hear. In the book of Revelation, many times in this book, especially chapter 2, 3, God mentioned the praise, they have ears, but they cannot hear. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, for these people, heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closeless, and any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Last week, Rabbi Carl mentioned about home group Bible study. Now you hear the word of God. It's about time for us to do what God wants us to do. It's about time to apply what we hear. Right? It's about time to apply what we hear. But the problem in Hebrews 12:14 says, Hebrews 12:14, for although you ought to be teachers by this time, again, you need someone to teach you the basic of God's saying, you have come to need milk, not solid food. For anyone living on milk is inexperienced with the teaching about righteousness, he is infant. But solid food is for the mature, who through practice have their senses trained to discern both good and evil. My friend, let us go out to our comfort zone. Don't stay where you belong. Let's go out. Let us help everyone for the propagation of His word. But don't you know if you don't do it? James 4:17. Therefore, to know who knows the right thing and does not do it to him, it is sin. And our text says that if we don't do what we are hearing, we are deceiving ourselves. Be hearers of the words, not hearers only. What is the next? Deceiving yourselves. We live in a world full of lies. In a deceit comes from many resources. Lying spirit, self-denial, self-gratification, evildoers, impostors, even our own heart is deceitful. Open your Bible in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1. Prophet Obadiah identifies arrogance as one of the roots of self-deception. The pride of your heart has deceived you. And it says here, the arrogance of your heart has deceived you, living in the cleft of the rock. His dwelling place is lofty, saying in his heart, who shall bring me down to the earth? So the person who hears God's word without doing it, the word of God say, what? You're deceiving yourself. What is self-deception? Self-deception believes themselves to be that which indeed they are not. Or desires not to appear what they really are, but desires to appear that which they really are not. Great pretender. Pretending to be somebody. Pretending that he's like this but not. And according to the scripture, this is a significant problem among believers inside the congregation. In Romans 12 verse 3 says, For through the grace given me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but to use sound judgment. As God has assigned to each person a measure of faith, that's true sometimes we think that we are somebody. You know what? What is the good example for this? Let us see in Revelation. This is the church of Laodicea. The church of Laodicea was the victim of self-deception concerning their spiritual condition. This lukewarm congregation had convinced itself that everything was all right. Said, I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need thing. And Yeshua always speaks to them, demonstrate, you do not realize that you are rich, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Nothing is quite so bad as when we deceive ourselves. Self-deceit is the worst deceit. It's okay. We can accept if people can deceive us. But you deceive yourself? That's the worst thing. And many times, we believers, we deceive ourselves. And as I've said, every command that God given to us, there is always blessing. But if we don't obey, there is always a curse. And when we look at Satan, when he deceived Eve, what happened? When Jacob deceived his brother, his father, what happened? When Ananias deceived, Ananias and Sapphira tried to deceive the Holy Spirit through Peter, what happened? Judas Iscariot himself, when he deceived himself, what happened? That's why, brothers and sisters, be watched. Maybe we are deceiving our own selves. I accept if somebody will deceive me, but myself itself will deceive me. Oh my, it's the worst. So, how many times have you and I had the experience of being exposed to the scripture through reading or sermon with the exposure that we began to sense of conviction? How many times God spoke to you and you are really convicted, and then you said that, Lord, yes, that's me. What do you want me to do to this matter? If God teach you or rebuke you, remind you regarding your attitude, says, Lord, help me to get rid this bad attitude of mine, because I want to be right with you all the time. Amen? So, I always remember, if God give you a command, there is always a blessing. There is always a blessing. James 1:25. Let's go back to our text. It says in verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not forgetful, hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. That's a blessing. When God asks you something to do, there's a blessing. Right? James lays out few steps that we can take to be blessed. As we read the Word of God, we find something. And as we soak more to the Word of God, you find more. And as we continue, and we will not forget it, we discovered something. And then, we realize, as the long run, Yeshua changed our lives. That's a blessing. Right? God changed our life. And the blessing of God will promote you. Even the world says you are not enough. And the Lord's simple request open to us is we need to obey. Because through our obedience, through His Word, that is our stepping stone to receive the wonderful blessing of Yeshua. You remember Peter when he went for a fishing? The whole night, they cannot find nothing. They cannot get anything. Maybe it's exaggerated. Maybe there is one or two. I don't know. And then when Yeshua came and then said, Peter, what's wrong? Oh, I'm cleaning up my desk because I went for fishing for the whole night. I cannot get anything. Peter, throw your net to the other side. Maybe Peter said, what? I've been going there for the whole night, and then now you ask me to throw it? Oh, I'm so tired. Maybe ask somebody else. But Peter didn't say that. He obeyed what Yeshua said. Then when he threw it, what happened? Their net is full. It's almost broken because there's a lot of fish. Maybe through that, the whole week they are off for fishing. Why? Because of their obedience. There's a blessing. They do something, they hear, he hear, he did. Blessing. Blessing. And my last verse. Brothers and sisters, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Because if you hear the word and not doing it, the Bible said, you deceive yourself. As you go home, always remember this verse, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey, do the voice, the command of your God, and observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today. The Lord God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. It's a blessing, right? If you obey, he said, he will set you high above all nations. If you obey, the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. When you obey, God changes our lives. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you for your word. Help us to be obedient unto you. And help us not only hearing of your word, not only hearers of your words, but be doers of your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.